You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Wednesday, August 3rd. Norwegian Cruise Line's second Prima class ship was floated out at Fincantieri Shipyard in Italy on Tuesday. Norwegian Viva has moved on to the next stage of construction ahead of her 2023 debut. The news comes just days after sister ship Norwegian Primo was delivered to the line ahead of her launch later this month. The Prima class ships are 142,000 gross registered tons and can accommodate 3,200 guests. All six ships in the class are expected to be debuted by 2027. And if you're confused about Carnival Cruise Line's pre-cruise testing requirements, well, join the club. They've been releasing new information and updates daily. As of now, here's what you need to know. Carnival is not requiring pre-cruise testing on sailings 5 days or fewer, unless, that's the keyword, you are heading to Bermuda, Canada, the Bahamas, or Grand Cayman. Passengers sailing to any of those destinations, no matter the length of the cruise, are required to submit a negative COVID-19 test result. Meanwhile, pre-cruise testing remains in effect for all guests 2 and older on sailing 6 days or longer. Now, guests on back-to-back cruises lasting 16 or more days will also need to be tested between sailings. For complete information on these daily changes and vaccine requirements, you can visit Carnival's Have Fun, Be Safe page. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line is getting ready to ditch the rotating main dining room menus. When Norwegian Prima debuts, it'll feature a fixed main dining room menu that will not change throughout the cruise. The menu will be larger than the line's standard menu, with options including Spanish foods, Italian mussels, build-your-own pasta, and vegetarian options. Already, Norwegian has been using fixed menus in the Haven restaurant, which is their ship-within-a-ship main dining room concept for those staying in the Haven area. After being introduced on Prima, the fixed menus will roll out fleet-wide in 2023. And Cruise Line stocks were up on Tuesday. Carnival Corporation up 5%, 9.35. Royal Caribbean, swallowed a bug, 36.66. And Norwegian up 4%, 12.47. Try to do it outside, and this is what happens to me. Breaking news and industry updates at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have a great Wednesday.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.